dim all the lights.
Oh, God!
All the wine, start the music.
I just turned 80 and I am drunk.
Ready.
Deal with it, America.
Face it!
There's something on my leg.
Deal with it. I'll hang up and listen.
Dim all the lights, pour the wine, start the music.
Time to get ready for bed.
Trying to get ready for love.
Time
for me, it isn't.
Ready.
Face it!
Oh, I love John Gordon.
Time to get ready for love.
Murder, baby!
Face it!
Time to get ready.
Guns fired. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it, Hattie. That's
time.
You know, next time you're singing on the phone, try to do it not laying on the floor, all right? Wow. So now she's bombed out of her skull. That's a real treat. Now, Terry, you got that rap thing ready?
Yeah, I'm over here, man.
All right. Now, I know you got to do a sound check. Walter, you're familiar with doing sound checks, I believe, from your many years in the broadcast and the entertainment business.
Yeah, I am. I did sound checks for Melodica and Arrow Boy.
Arrow Boy, huh?
Yeah, they were a great group.
Yeah.
Go ahead and give the sound check.
All right, man. See if you can check this beat, you know what I'm saying?
All right.
Now try to talk over and see if y'all can hear that.
All right.
Yo, man, what's up? You hear this? Come on.
Turn the music up.
Turn the music up?
Yeah.
You got it now?
A little louder. That's good, right there.
Right there?
Yeah, that's it.
All right, let's back that up a little bit, G. Get that all ready to go.
My name isn't G. My name isn't Gene.
Well, you sound like a Gene.
Check 1-2, testing 1-2. Go ahead.
Check.
Yeah, you're go right ahead, Mr. Terry.
Yeah, you're a dork, man.
You're in pork regalia.
I ain't in pork regalia.
You and sizzling.
I want to say what's up to Shelly out there, too, man. Thanks for the kind words.
This is for Shelly, okay.
All right, man. Let's see if I get this going again now, Walter. I hope Walter was right now. Y'all serious, right? You could hear that beat.
Yeah, we heard it. It was good.
All right. Been on the shelf for a long while, but now Terry's back with a brand new style. For my come up, I had to walk a long mile, but you won't find my name on any police file. But I'm here to let y'all know, in the city's know, about the one and only Phil Hendry show. It's only found on News Talk 830. The popularity of the show continued to grow. You got Walter Flowers, who's old and gray. You got the losers who call and got nothing to say. You got Sundown who's stoned that day after day. You got my Rand Red Young, who's a declared gay. There's Margaret Selb, who's snobby and rich. Some call Hattie a mean old witch. The producers on the show go off without a hitch. But Phil, you definitely found your niche. Yo, Terry's on the prowl with the gangster pitch. Call 989-9226. If I do this right, Phil can make me rich. Call 989-9226. And make you laugh so hard, you'll run your car in the ditch. Call 989-9226. If your mood is down and you're ready for a quick fix, call 989-9226. Floyd, my man, put soul in your mood. Dick Featherstone is extremely rude. Eclipse sounds like one of those super dudes. Rolling sales behavior could be considered lewd. Brad Paul Marlin just talked like a dork. When Walter Flowers was born, they should have shot the stork. Wally and Carrie are both from New York. That freak Russ's mouth should be stuffed with a cork.
Dare you?
Ed Woosley must be from outer space. Get too close to Hattie, she might spray you with mace. Get Saul the attorney if you want to lose your case. Phil is the only sane one in the damn place. Hameed Aloof got trapped in a snow blower. Brad sounds like he got his tongue caught in a power mower. Steve Warnell's mind runs a little slower. Jack Doppler, could you keep your voice down an octave lower? Terry's on the prowl with the gangster pitch. You call 989-9226. If I do this right, Phil will make me rich. You call 989-9226. It'll make you laugh so hard, you run your car in the ditch. You call 989-9226. But if your mood is down and you need a quick fix, call 989-9226. Joe Crummy is a phony and a fake. Everybody knows the jams are great that I make. Check out Floyd's holiday recipe for fruitcake. I hope Phil stays on for your sake. Carlos Olivera thinks he's a Latin hunk, but I rap better than Shaq can dunk. You know I don't really ever fake the funk, but before Phil came, CCO just stunk. Sure you got Dark Star, Sid Hartman. You can have Letterman, Leno, and Carson, and any other talk shows will think they number one. But for me, Phil's better than any under the sun. Yo, he put Minnesota Nice on ice. If you try to fade him, you gotta pay my price. Star and Tribune's always trying to take a slice, but Phil just takes them off like they're lice. Yo, Terry's on the prowl with the gangster pitch. You call 989-9226, man. If I do this right, Phil'll make me rich. You call 989-9226. He'll make you laugh so hard you run your car in the ditch. You call 989-9226. Yeah, if the mood is down and you need a quick fix, you call 989-9226. Yeah, that's right. MC Terry with your real gangster pitch. You know what I'm saying? Right out of St. Louis, brothers.
On that phone number, I thought I was listening to an infomercial for hairspray or something.
Now, come on, fool.
Phone numbers.
What y'all think about that, man?
I thought it was great. I thank you. We got it all on tape. It's terrific. And I'll carry it with me wherever I go, close to my heart, man. Thank you, Terry.
That's right, brother.
Good, I love it.
All
you
right,
got
man.
A future. You got it, definitely a future.
Thanks, man.
In jail. Now, no, you're all right, man. It was great.
All right,
keep
man.
Keep working on that.
I keep working on it.
Okay, Terry.
All right, man.
Bye-bye. I'm tearing up. Where is it I'm tearing up? Al in Minneapolis?
Yes, I have to agree with Walt that, you know, pigs are one of the most intelligent animals known to man.
No doubt.
And must be respected.
You realize that they're more intelligent than dogs.
No question.
You can have one as a pet that could go out and get the paper, probably start your car.
Exactly.
There's no respect for the pork.
I know it.
No pork's respect.
I know it.
Rendezvous with a pig.
Why can't Phil see that?
I don't know. I'm blind to it. I'm blind to pig mania.
There you go.
Thank you, Al. Jill in St. Louis Park, hello.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Jill.
Yeah, well, I have a confession to make, Phil.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Well, I'm not really Jill.
That's okay. What is your name, Ed?
No, my name's Nate.
Nick, Nate?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can pass as a girl. That's good.
Well, yeah, because you have to get past Mr. X or whoever's on, though.
It's Jim. Well, you did. He's staring at the phone right now with his jaw agape going,
what a dirty little.
Well, that's good.
What can we do for you, sir?
Well, I had a thing to say to Walter.
Yeah, go ahead.
See, Walter, I don't think that pigs are really smart at all.
Well, what are you talking about? They're smarter than you.
No,
How old are you?
I'm 12.
Pigs are smarter than the average 10-year-old kid.
Well, but they're probably not smarter than the average 12-year-old kid.
No, they have the intelligence level of a 14-year-old boy.
Okay, now stop that. Now, do you think we would have lost the Korean War? The only reason we lost the Korean War was because they served pig.
We lost the Korean War because you didn't have more pigs, more pork product in the rank and file, if you want to get right down to it.
Well,
there are more pigs out. You got pigs with brains,
brains. Yeah, but a pig is a domesticated animal which has been domesticated that we can eat it.
For eating purposes.
Yeah, not so that we can, not so that it can fetch our paper.
Yeah, it sounds like something your father told you to say. If you had a little more respect for the pork product of the world, you wouldn't be sitting out there so high and mighty.
What is supposed to mean?
I do like pork. That's why I...
Yeah, and that's why you're a little upstart, precocious kid.
I honor pork.
You honor pork.
Yes.
You should honor pork by not eating it. I want you to bow to the pork. Bow to Porky. Bow to Porky. Say it. I bow to Porky.
I'm not going to say that.
Say you bow to Porky.
No self-respecting 12-year-old will ever say that.
Bow to Porky. Submit to the pork.
This is getting real Barney-esque.
What's your preoccupation with pork?
Listen, Jill or Bob or whatever your name is. Nick, is it?
Nate.
Yeah, I think you made your point very well, especially that Korean War thing. That was more because they ate pork. We lost the Korean War. Sure, why not? Dean in Newport, hello.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, how's it going?
Good, thanks.
Good. Hey, you know, I had the fortune to talk to you last weekend for the first time.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you remember me from last weekend. I got a chance to call and then...
No, I don't.
I was one I said that I wanted to say goodnight to my girlfriend, Kelly.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, so here I am again.
Did she hear it?
Huh?
Did she hear it and say, "Oh, you dashing devil, you"?
Well, hopefully she's up this time, because last time she wasn't up.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, I just want to say hi to her.
Okay.
And I want to wish you luck, too. And thank you.
We're not really doing any farewells tonight. But,
no, I know that. But
let's talk about that girlfriend that you are always saying hi to and you're never with. Where is she?
She's at home reading, probably.
She's at home reading? Why are you not with her with your arms around her? Your arms wrapped around her.
Well, that's going to be tomorrow night.
Dr. Carlos Olivares would say, men should not leave a woman alone, you know? Should be with her in your hacienda. Hopefully that's tomorrow night. What kind of jobs do you guys have that you can never get together and you're always saying hi to each other on the radio?
Think fast.
Come on, Dean. Think fast. You can't come up with an answer. Now, Kelly's out there going, oh, listen to that guy. He hasn't got an excuse. All right, that does it. I'm calling up Biff from the fitness center. I think you got a great future with the girl.
No, yeah, she's great.
How old are you?
I'm 30.
And how old is she?
She's 35.
Planning on having kids? When are you going to marry her?
Not really.
When are you going to marry her?
Well, we're not going to get married. That's
a common law thing, huh?
Say again?
A common law deal, huh?
Yeah. We're just taking one step at a time, nice and slow.
Yeah, in other words, you're just going to let her kind of sit for 15 years. All right, Dean.
Well, good deal, man.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
There goes Dean.
Yeah, she likes Walter a lot.
Thanks, Dean.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. Bye. 14 from 11. Todd, hello. You're on WCCO.
Hi.
Yes, Todd, how you doing tonight?
Just fine. I just want to let you know that I'm going to be very disappointed and very quiet and solemn when you leave. I've enjoyed it greatly.
Thank you, sir.
I've listened to radio for years, listened to CCO, and you're very unique. And I don't know, I work nights, and I really look forward to driving home and listening to you.
Thank you very much, Todd. I appreciate that. I appreciate you taking the time to call me and tell me that.
Can I at least ask you the time frame? Because I don't read much newspapers. When are we talking here?
Yeah, in about a week and a half. Yeah. Okay?
All right. Thanks, take care.
Bye-bye. Yeah, thank you very much, guys, for calling in. I'm trying to take the farewells and push them. We'll have a big blowout on Saturday night. I promise we'll bring Walter in. He'll have on a grass skirt and other things that are just about as frightening as they can be. So if you want to call in and say goodbye, I appreciate that, but let's do that for another night, okay? And let's just sort of keep rolling here. We're all together. I'm still here, and I plan on remaining here for a number of days. And let's keep the frivolity of the show at the level that it's always been, wherever that is. I shudder to think. 989-9226 or 1-800-327-8255. Don't miss the new Westminster show. That's weekday mornings, 9 o'clock till noon. He had Arnie Carlson on the show this morning. Jim Ramstad is on his program on Monday. Westminster debuting weekday mornings now, 9 a.m. to 12 noon on WCCO News Talk 830.
Brr, a winter like we've had makes...
See, for me, I love this. Maybe it's my roots in on the West Coast, I don't know, but I like this kind of nice, consistent, warm, every weather cast is the same. And I'm a big fog fan. I don't know about you, but it's because I've been living with it for so long, inside my ears and out, that I like the fog, and then it burns off. You got the beautiful sun. The fog is sort of its marine layer. It reminds you of the lakes. That's why we have fog, because of all the beautiful lakes. And that warm air hits the cold water, or the condensation, and you know, it's just like smells like spring, you know. All of that snow is melting off the ground. And again, it'll be around 32 degrees in the early morning hours. Tomorrow, warm weather continues.
Oh, wasn't that touching?
Well, it's, you know, I mean, I'm trying to, you know, Sunday, partly cloudy, a chance of light rain, a high of 42. But I didn't give you the weather for Saturday. Warm weather continues, partly sunny and a high of 53. Or did I? Currently, clear and 37 at WCCO News Talk 830. Here are the lottery things, all right? You got a daily 3, 0, 0, 4. Go for 5, 12, 15, 29, 38. Hike, Jim in Richfield. You're on WCCO.
Yeah, I'd like to emphasize about how pigs are so smart.
Yeah.
For example, you know, they all take a dump in the same corner. Did you know that?
Do they really? So they have that kind of dump area.
Yeah,
they have
course,
the dumping
because,
area.
See, the dogs, you know, they
go everywhere.
Yeah.
And pigs are like almost like cats in that respect.
Yeah, so you could just like stick a bucket in the corner and you never worry about them.
And they go there, yeah, exactly. And they hang their clothes up, too.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, your average dog leaves underwear laying around and stuff.
Yeah, chews like them slippers.
Exactly. What, Hattie?
I'm on the hard stuff.
Great. Thank you, Jim. Are you a pig farmer?
No, I'm not.
Well, you ought to be.
I'm 13.
You know a lot of... I'm 13, but... Are you a pig farmer? No, I'm 13.
Yes.
Thank you, Jim. Nancy and Eden Prairie are on WCCO.
Hi, I want to say say that when I was a kid, I grew up on a pig farm, and pigs are very smart.
Right. So why are we eating them? Gosh,
I don't know.
Darn it. Gosh darn it.
I'm against eating pigs.
I won't eat that pork.
I know.
So they, and you can pet them, too, can't you?
Yeah.
Will they, are they friendly? Are they, can they become a constant companion?
Well, some of them are kind of mean.
Really? In what, in what respect?
Well, they're just like...
Are they rude?
Yeah.
They have bad table manners?
Kind of.
What pig farm? Where'd you grow up in the pig farm, Nance?
Oh, southern Iowa.
Really? Oh, yeah, they got a lot of hog farming down there, don't they? A lot of the pig trains leave out of there. God, those poor pigs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I'll never look at a piece of bacon the same way again. Well, Nance, thanks. Would you like that pork recipe, by the way?
No.
Okay. Thank you for calling. Morty in Bloomington. Hello, Morty. You're on WCCO.
Hello, Phil.
How you doing, Morty?
I'm doing fine. You don't know me, Phil, but my name is Mortimer Sanders.
Uh-huh.
And my friends just call me Squishy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the other night, your producer, Rob Pendleton, played a Whitney Houston record and caused my friend... Satchamore Johnson to attempt suicide.
Because of the Whitney Houston.
He's on life support right now.
Are you by his bed? I can hear you.
Yeah, and he's hanging on by a thread.
Really?
But he did leave a suicide note that I wanted to read to you.
Okay.
It reads, Dear Squishy, I'm sorry I upset you by taking my own life, but it's really the fault of Rob Pendleton, Phil Hendry's producer. He played one too many Whitney Houston records on the radio. I just couldn't face the music anymore. Yeah. Rob's cruelty and lack of taste has left me bloodied and dead, and you without a friend. I'm counting on you to take on my cause, your friend, Satchamore Johnson. Oh, dear.
There it is.
Oh, dear.
I didn't. He timed it for the end of the letter, though. That's pretty neat.
Oh, dear.
Well, let me just play a little post-mortem, if I may.
Doctor. Doctor. Somebody call the doctor. My friend Satchamore is dead.
Fix your makeup.
He's dead.
Soon he will open the door.
Bob, hello. You're on WCCO.
Hey, Phil, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Oh, good. I want to talk some hockey here.
Hockey?
That last call threw me, though. Got me hot. Yeah, that was strange.
Well, I mean, it happens. You never heard Kevorkian before, did you? Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Sounds a little bit like Roland Selb.
Say, you had that hockey show a few weeks ago?
Yeah.
Good topic.
Yeah, right.
It was.
Sure. People hate hockey here.
What?
People despise hockey in Minnesota.
Yeah.
They don't like it at all. They say they do, but they don't go to any games. They just pretend like they go to the game. They just wander in and wander out.
Yeah.
So what about hockey?
Well, maybe you're right. You were talking about how the foreigners are taking all the jobs.
Yeah, exactly. All those Canadians coming down taking all those American hockey jobs.
Yeah, but I disagree with the premise.
Really?
Yeah.
How dare you?
Like, Canadians, that's not a real country. 51st state.
Oh, I see. All right, okay. Well, that's how we rationalize it. All right, well, that's a good idea.
I mean, how many days would it take us to run over Ottawa?
To run over Ottawa? Yeah, not much. Not much, you're right. All right, 51st state, so they're Americans up there. They just pretend like there's something else.
Right.
Yeah, that's typical American rationalization. You know, well, we, you know, well, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Like all of those Russians playing hockey, too. That's America, too, in a way.
I don't know about that, though. But say, is that Walt? Do you play hockey ever?
Igor, yeah, Igor. Remember Igor? Yeah. Walter play hockey? Walter, you play hockey?
I wouldn't play that goon idiotic sport. I don't play any Canadian sport. You see? I play American sports. Baseball, broomball, shuffleboard.
Right. Things.
But you want me to get out and play a foreign sport? Forget it.
I want to see you get checked into the boards real hard.
Yeah, well, sure. Who, what, who's going to do that to me? Who? Name the guy that's going to check me into the board. Who's going to check me in? Who?
My daughter.
Your daughter. Yeah, sure. Your daughter.
Or a pig.
Or a pig. Lose this guy, Phil. Should have lost him a minute ago.
Hello? Hello? I think I lost him. Todd and Blaine, you're on WCCO.
Hey there, Phil.
Yeah.
I got a comment for old Walter there. It's, I worked on a farm for my uncle here a few years ago, and to me, I don't think them pigs were too smart, because as I was cleaning up their waste in their pen... they were heating it off my rubber boots at the same time.
Pigs?
Pigs.
What was that hay dare you said? What's hay dare mean? Hello?
Excuse me?
What's hay dare?
I think he said hey there.
He said hey dare. I think he called me dear. Hey dear.
I would not call you dear. I'm not like that.
Todd, you a pig farmer?
No, I'm not, but well, my uncle was.
Well, congratulations and more success in that business.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Barry. Bye. 5 from 11 here at WCCO. Well, it was going all right for a while, and then pig farming. 5 from 11, man, then pig farming. I think those were the last words of Marcel Proust. And then, after me, pig farming. 5 from 11, WCCO News Talk 830.
Another winner in the Clip and Win Getaway.
Northwest Airlines has, they really keep you entertained, I must say. You know, they've got food and, you know, the movie. I've seen Cool Runnings now 18 times. That's, you guys might want to change the movie. Although I watched it without the headphones. Yeah. Because I'm, you know, I don't know why, I'm not really interested in, I saw it once, and then I didn't want to see it again, so that, you know, she's passing out the headphones, and no, thank you. Only $3, sir? No, I don't care, I don't have, come on, take the headphones! So I said, no, I don't want any headphones, thank you. But I just watch it without the sound, and then I was reading a book on demonic possession, because it's a quirky thing I just like reading about. So I read about serial murders and stuff. Anyway, make a long story short, as the plane is coming into the Twin Cities, they put a little video on the movie screen there. It's a little video on working out. It was a little exercise video for people who've been sitting on an airplane for 3-4 hours. And the little screen comes on, and there's the woman. And hi, everybody. Northwest Airlines presents video workout for people stuck on an airplane. Okay, hi. I'm Susie. This is Todd. This is June. Here's Kippy and Cookie and Weenie. And there are all these people lined up with the tights and the, you know, they all look great. And you're never going to look like them. Not in a billion thousand million years. They all have the flex, the pecs, the deltoids, the deltonics, the delphonics, and every other singing group just popping out all over them there. Okay, everyone. It's time now for airplane exercise. Now, our first says, I want everybody to raise your... And I swear, because most of the people on the plane were Minnesotans, everybody raised their arms. You know, most people are kind of square, and they kind of go, well, I don't want to do this. I don't look like an idiot, you know. And everyone just raised their arms. Now let's do our isometric squeezing. Okay, squeeze, squeeze, woo, squeeze. Oh, Bobby, squeeze, you know. And everyone's just squeezing away. And there I am in the corner reading this book on evil demonic possession. I'm going, God, I feel left out. Now everyone's squeezing. I wasn't going to do this because I didn't want to feel like a jackass. There's the woman next to me and her husband just, squeeze, yeah, squeeze, yeah. And he says, okay, raise your knee to your feet, to your kisser there. And okay, everybody's raising the knee to the kisser. And it was, what did it tell me? It told me that everybody on the plane was, everybody's so happy to be home. And they just were kind of like, hey, this is a good idea. And everyone in unison realized it was a good idea. And they all just started doing the little exercise thing. And to me, that was very Minnesotan. I can't say it's typically because I can't define what prompted everyone. Now, Jimmy, you're from here. So you tell me.
When they started singing Kumbaya.
Yeah, that's what gets
Minnesotans
going.
In.
Exactly, exactly. It's Kumbaya, my Lord, Kumbaya. That's the Minnesota national song, isn't it? Along with square dancing. So everyone was into the squeeze.
Alaman left.
Right. Huh?
Alaman left.
What's that mean?
Square dance.
Is that a square dance? Is that going to be like happening, square dancing? Let's not get into square dancing, please, in the name of God. Oh, God. 1 hour square dancing, and I'll be ready to go, Kumbaya, my Lord, Kumbaya. So that was a little bit of a teeny itsy-bitsy observation there that I had on the old plane, and they were squeezing away, and as soon as I got off the plane, they put the squeeze on me. Huh? What? Huh? What's your squeeze? I meant my squeeze on the plane. It's 8 after 11 here at WCCO News Talk 830. It's time now for a look at the WCCO weather forecast in the Weather Center, Karen Falloon.
Hello there.
Hi, Karen. By the way, we're going to be having cocktails after the show.
Really?
Yeah.
Where?
In the place.
In the place?
You know the place.
Yes, I do.
The old place? Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't know if you want to hang out. I think Jimmy Dale's going to be down there. I think a couple of the other ne'er-do-wells will be there.
Really?
When do you get off? One?
One.
Oh, well, then forget it. It's too late.
Makes it a little difficult.
All the partying passes Karen by.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
sort
well.
Of. But
yeah.
You should have seen her over there at the old cafe the other day. No, she was on her best behavior. That boyfriend of yours is intelligent, yet kind of rough. He's a sort of a Marlon Brando-esque. would you say?
Very good. Way of describing
kind of that,
it.
Kind
yes.
of that bad boy, toy boy thing going on there? Is he?
No,
this
he's
guy,
not.
I met him. He's a nice guy. What's his name, Karen?
His name is Ron.
Yeah, and he's saying, yeah, how you doing, Phil? It's nice to see you. I'm enjoying your broadcasting every night. You know, one of these days I'd like to try that stuff out myself as soon as I get the tattoo rubbed off my wrist. Well, anyway. No, he's a great guy.
It wasn't even close.
I know it wasn't at all. No, he was very erudite, very articulate and talkative. In fact, he never shut up. I couldn't get the pasta in my mouth.
Oh, yeah. Well, you didn't have to worry about it. You inhaled it and fell swoop.
Karen,
I mean, come on.
This bowl of pasta, man. Just wham!
I said, gee, what are you doing here? Lunch,
boom, it was gone.
All right. After this weekend,
yeah.
The weather will be more like the third week of February. In other words, we're right back to winter. Oh, for a couple of days anyway. Our exclusive WCCO 5-day forecast.
After hearing us on the Good Morning Show, some ask me, Rog Erickson, if Sid Hartman and I get along. Why, that's ridiculous. Of course we do, don't we, Sid?
Of course we do, you jerk.
I think of you as my close personal friend.
So do I, you stiff.
Thanks for those kind words, Sid.
I'll tell you what, I've met a lot of people my day, and you're one of them.
The Good Morning Show, featuring my buddy, Sid Hartman, on WCCO News Talk 830.
Do you ever spank Phil?
Do I spank Phil?
Does Saul ever spank Phil?
No, ma'am, I've never spanked Phil.
Well, I want to know if you've ever been spanked.
As a matter of fact, I have.
Didn't do much good.
Actually, I enjoyed it.
So then, did you hear about Kurt Cobain? Not that it's, you know, there's all kinds of bad news and stuff today. Kurt Cobain's in a coma? What a loser, huh? He's out of his coma. Drug-induced coma. So what was he juicing? What was he putting in his... Barbiturates. What a great... Here's a talented guy, wife, kids, great artist, great... he's kind of, puts Seattle along with Soundgarden, Pearl Jam on the map, and along with a lot of other bands. And they make some mildly interesting music, so that we don't have to listen to the latest Janet Jackson technopop. And this nut almost checks out on dope. What is his problem? Here's a guy that kind of has one leg in the peace, love, and organic food category, and the other side he's carrying weapons around and mainlining God knows what, Drano. This guy's got his nose in a bucket of Drano. And now Candy is gone because, probably he didn't take care of it. I mean, let's say it, who's next? Me? Yeah, exactly. The stuff that I eat. Not I eat out of vending machines. They're going to find me out there underneath a pile of something. Probably laundry. Frank, my laundry. Frank, hello, you're on WCCO.
Hi, I was just calling, first of all, to tell you guys I agree with you that I think pigs are very smart. My mom lives there in Minneapolis, and she's got one of them potbelly pigs. She lives in Red Wing.
One of those Vietnamese jobs?
Yeah, she lives down in Red Wing. See, I was brought up, I lived my life in Edina.
Yeah?
As a matter of fact, you know where I'm calling you from?
Where's that, dude?
Dallas,
Texas?
Yes. I could catch you guys. I've lived here about 4 years, and I could catch you on the radio about two nights out of the week, and it depends on which night.
You from Texas?
No, I'm from Minneapolis. I lived in Edina and went to high school at Hill Murray.
Okay. I got a guy on the line here who's from Dallas. He's also calling, Steve Warnell. Steve?
How you doing, Phil? So where are y'all in Texas right now?
I'm in Richardson, North Dallas.
Texas, all right.
All right.
You like to go out to Dallas Star games?
I go to, my company bought season tickets, yeah.
Yeah, they get a lot of people out of those games, don't they?
They just about fill it up.
I tell you what, I enjoy it. I they're all crying and whining about losing the team up there in Minnesota, but by God, they love them down in Texas because the real hockey state in.
Yeah, but you know why it makes it in Texas and it didn't make it in Minnesota is because there's no amateur hockey here. I mean, amateur hockey in Minnesota, and I played at Hill Murray and at the University of Minnesota. To me, it's just, they just support so much amateur hockey in Minnesota, that, and the ticket prices and everything, when you could pay $5 to see, Edina play Bloomington.